then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, you vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One more roar for signal token, whistle up the marching tune, for your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly chest was throbbing for the blessed warning light. Farmers passed along the valleys like the man she's lonely crew, and the thousand blades were flashing at the rising.
Greetings from the Northwest homeland, comrades. It's December the 30th, 2010. I'm Harold Covington, and this is Radio Free Northwest.
There beside the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen, far above their shining weapons on their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune, and hurrah, my voice for freedom, tis the rising.
Folks, this will be the last podcast for the year 2010, the first full year of Radio Free Northwest. Now, although I have no idea at all how long Radio Free Northwest will continue, quite a while I hope, I'd like to see if I can start a tradition here in that the last podcast of every year will be an all-music program, wherein I play some of the musical cuts that have gotten the best reception over the last year, as well as some new ones, with little running commentaries by myself talking about the songs and the artists and why Aryan music as a whole is such a vital part of our heritage and why it's so important in bringing our own people back to an understanding of that heritage. Sometimes I do get criticism from Radio Free Northwest listeners who are scared that I'm going to get sued, and granted, I do tend to avoid playing cuts from major stars whose contracts are held by Jewish record companies that have battalions of litigation attorneys at their command. But sometimes I also get criticism from people who seem to feel that I shouldn't be playing any music at all. As one guy put it, I'm supposed to be a racist leader and not a disc jockey. So let me get briefly into why I play music at all on this show. First off, to be honest, it's largely to provide a break from my hoarse, droning voice every 15 or 20 minutes or so. Now, there's nothing on earth more excruciatingly boring, to me anyway, than sitting there listening to some guy rabbiting on and on and on about things that most of you know already or you agree with anyway. Like everyone in the movement, I do a lot of preaching to the choir. It reminds me of the old John Birch Society, where after the tea and cookies, the chapter leader would set up a boombox on a table, and all the little old men and blue-haired ladies would listen like mesmerized zombies to Robert Welch on a cassette tape, bloviating on and on in this droning voice about communism and insiders and matoids and bizarre world conspiracies, including the Queen of England, or maybe that was Lyndon LaRouche. Anyway, you get the idea. I don't want these podcasts to turn into that. You need to get a break from the sound of my voice. We don't have ads from our sponsors like Snapple or whatever Rush Limbaugh is peddling this week to break things up, and so I use music. But there's a lot more important reason that I play music on here, specifically the music I choose to play. Now, this is not just Harold spinning his CDs here like a DJ. Every now and then I'll play something just because I like it, but usually there is a specific reason why I choose to play a particular cut. As trite and as cliche as this sounds, a people's music is the soul of that people revealed for all to hear. Now, this is why nigger music consists largely of booming drums, or in these electronic days, booming bass, and a string of howled or shouted obscenities and sexual innuendos, from the Supremes to Isaac Hayes to modern-day gangster rap. Nigger music sounds the way it does because that's what's going on in the Negro soul. Deep down inside, they're all jumping and jiving back in the jungle while some coon beats on a hollow log. They haven't progressed beyond that level, musically or any other way. Now, the music of the white man in Europe and in this country is infinitely deep and varied. It's the heart and the history and the soul of every white nation translated into sine waves that tell a story without words. I'm not going to go on and on here because I think every one of you listening to this understands what I'm saying. Our people's entire history is written down not only in words, but in music, or at least approximately since the 12th century it's been written down in music. I think that's the oldest written musical tablature that can be identified and understood by today's paleographers and historians. The bardic tradition of the ancient Celts and Germans seems to have been completely oral as far as the actual music goes, although eventually the words to things like Beowulf and the Battle of Maldon were written down around the turn of the first millennium. It's believed by many historians that the ancient Greeks and Romans must have had some way of writing music down. It's just that no one has found any examples yet, and if we did, we probably wouldn't know what we were looking at. Now, that's not surprising, since actual documents from classical times are very rare due to deterioration of paper and parchment over the centuries. Anyway, who knows, maybe someday there'll be a break on that front, and we may actually be able to listen to the songs and the music that Pericles and Julius Caesar played at their orgies. But for now, the earliest surviving, authenticated, historic Aryan music comes from the early Middle Ages, the 1100s, and it's mostly religious and church music. A lot of it's in Latin. I've played a number of these songs on Radio Free Northwest over the past year, and I've gotten some favorable responses from a lot of people who thought that music, like American history, began in the days of electronic devices, and anything before sound and film recording didn't exist in their frames of reference until I started playing some of this stuff on here. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who have thanked me for waking them up to the fact that the white man does, in fact, have a musical tradition at all. You'd be amazed how many people's musical world begins with 1960s golden oldies from their childhood and ends with Supertramp, even people who are starting to experience racial awakening. On October the 25th, 1415, an army of about 9,000 Englishmen, commanded by their king, Henry V, fought a battle with a much larger army of between 30 and 50,000 French at a place called Agincourt. It's almost impossible to figure out an accurate estimate of how many men fought in any medieval battle. But everybody agrees the Brits were wildly outnumbered, and everybody figured the armored French knights were going to crush them like a bug. But because most of the English army consisted of skilled archers armed with heavy longbows, and because the dumbass French insisted on charging straight across a muddy field that turned into an impassable quagmire, where all those heavy armored horses and men sank into the mire, the English won an upset victory over an army which realistically outnumbered them at least 4-1. It was not only a brilliant military feat, but it was probably the source of this immense superiority complex that the British seem to hang on to even today, when their national heroes aren't Henry V or Francis Drake anymore, but Benny Hill and Boy George. Anyway, I'm going to begin by playing for you one of the most famous passages ever written by William Shakespeare, the St. Crispin's Day speech from the play Henry V. I'll follow it with the Agincourt Carol, which was Top of the Pops back in 1415, and then there'll be a selection of medieval mellows for you.
Now, my fair cousin, if we are marked to die, we are enough to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's will, I pray thee, wish not one man more. Brother, proclaim it, Westmoreland, through my host, that he which hath no stomach to this fight, let him depart. His passport shall be made, and crowns for convoy put into his purse. We would not die in that man's company that fears his fellowship to die with us. This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named, and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly, on the vigil, feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is St. Crispin's. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition.
And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day! My sovereign lord, bestow yourself with speed! The French are bravely in their battle set, and will with all expedience march upon us! All things are ready if our minds be so.
Punish the man whose mind is backward now.
Let us not wish more help from England, cuz.
God's will, my liege. Would you and I alone, without more help, can fight this royal battle?
You know your places! God be with you all!
Once more I come to know of thee, King Harry, if for thy ransom thou wilt now compound before thy most assured overthrow.
Who hath sent thee now?
The Constable of France.
I pray thee bear my former answer back.
Bid them achieve me and then sell my bones. God, God! Why should they mock poor fellows thus? Let me speak proudly. Tell the constable, we are but warriors for the working day. Our gayness and our guilt are all besmirched with rainy marching in the painful field. But by the mass, our hearts are in the trim. Herald,
save thou thy labor. Come thou no more for ransom, gentle herald.
They shall have none, I swear, but these my joints! Which, if they have, as I shall leave them, shall yield them little.
Tell the constable.
I shall, King Harry. And so fare thee well. Thou never shalt hear herald any more.
Clerk down by the greenwood side, yo. She loved him up, she loved him down, ollily and lonely. Loved him till he filled her arms down by the greenwood side, yo. She leaned her back against a knoll. First it bent and then it broke. Down by the greenwood side, yo. She leaned her back against a thorn, utterly and lonely. There she had two fine babes born, down by the greenwood side, yo. She took out her weeping knife, utterly and lonely. There she took those sweet babes alive, down by the greenwood side, yo. She wiped the blade against her shoe, utterly and lonely. More she rubbed, the redder it grew, down by the greenwood side, yo. She went back to her father's hall, ollily and lonely. Saw two babes a-playing at ball, down by the greenwood side, yo. Oh, babes, if you were mine, ollily and lonely, I'd dress you up in scarlet fine, down by the greenwood side, yo. Oh, babes, it's heaven for you, ollily and lonely. Mother, oh, mother, it's hell for you, down by the greenwood side, yo.
That was Kenneth Branagh from the movie Henry V, the Agincourt Carol by the Silly Sisters, O Viridissima Virga by the 12th century German abbess Hildegard von Bingen, and that number was arranged by Richard Southern on the Vision CD. Then we had Con Gaudet Hodiei, which is a 13th century liturgical piece from Provence, performed by the Sequentia Ensemble. And finally, the gruesome medieval murder ballad was The Cruel Mother, sung by Ian and Sylvia. Kind of one of the first anti-abortion songs there. Guys, I admit, I have got a real taste for both Irish and Scottish music of various kinds, having lived in Ireland and the Isle of Man for 5 years. And you really can't appreciate some of this music until you hear it live in a pub, not a tourist pub, but one where the locals actually go to get pissed and hear music. There's nothing like the sound of the Dubliners in the Wexford Inn on a Sunday afternoon when you're half-tanked on Smithwick's Irish Ale, which back in my drinking days I considered to be the true nectar of the gods. Now, if it was up to me, I'd fill up this whole podcast with nothing but Irish music, but I'm going to try and keep it down to about 2 hours. So what I'll do is, for our Celtic section here, I'll mix it in with the Scots stuff. I'll play two of each, Irish and Scots, and then for the last two in this set, I'll give you a couple of what I suppose you might call fusion numbers, a mixture of Irish and Southern folk and country performers. Now, a lot of American country and bluegrass stars have really gotten into Irish and Scots music, and some of the results are pretty inspiring, I think, since most traditional Southern Appalachian ballads and folk music are based on Scottish folk songs and pipe tunes, and were brought to this country by the largely Protestant Scotch-Irish, as they were called. I view this as a kind of return and reunification of Ireland's two tribes, musically, if not politically.
We play a tune now, a reel, like The Kid on the Mountain, I was saying earlier. The Kid on the Mountain being one of our best-loved double jigs. This is one of our best-loved and oft-played reels. It's a tune called Farewell to Erin. Kevin will take us away with it. Thank you.
the tumult from me home. I started, left the girls a tumult, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear. I kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, dreaming tears as mother, then off to reap the corn where I was born. I cut the stout like horns, I banished calls and goblins, a brand new pair of frogs, let all the bugs, frightening all the dogs. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the hare and turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully round. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits died, and there he took a drop of the pure, I keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. He's on for drinking, I see the lassie smile, but now the while, well, let me carry a strength, but set your heart a bubble, and that's the fire was hired. She's I required, for I was nearly tired of the rocky roads of Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the hair and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for lully round. Dublin next I ride, I thought it's such a pity that we so soon deprived the view of that fine city. Well, then I took a stroll all among the quality, one the little was stolen in the neat locality that crossed me mind. I looked behind, no wonder could I find upon me stake of woman and fired, and father all was set me Connacht brog, wasn't much involved. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the hare and turner down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, back for lully round. From there I got so way, me slipper stepped up, fell and landed on the quay, just as the ship was sailing, the captain let me roar and said that no romani, when I jumped aboard a cabin fell for many, but down among the pits, some funny bits, I got some hearty jits, the water round me bubbling, the folly head, I wish myself was dead, better far dead. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and up the hair and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, back for lully round. The boys of Liverpool, oh, when we safely landed, called me simple fool, it could no longer stand, it blood began to boil me, for I was known for old Dave, and Dave and they began to abuse their rabbi selves aside. Lee, I left by the gun, my wife were dying, so he was a hobbling, the loud parade, it joined in the affray, quickly cleared away, for the rocky road to Dublin,
there were three gypsies in a row, and oh, but they were bonny, oh, they sang say sweet and say complete, stolen the heart of a lady, oh, laddie, oh, laddie, oh. Follow the gypsy laddie-o.
She'll take up that silken gun and put on the tartan radio, and you'll come over the speedline next and follow the gypsy laddie-o. On castles he's come dainty, inquiring for his lady-o. All the hens is run and the hawks is blown, and the gypsy's a warrior lady-o. Laddie-o, laddie-o, follow the gypsy laddie-o. Laddie-o, laddie-o, follow the gypsy laddie-o. To me the black, my case will soon be ready, oh. All eat and drink, I wanna taste, till I get back my lady, oh. He strode east, he strode west, till he come to yonder foggy, oh. And there he spied the wee bald maid in the arms of the gypsy laddie, oh.
Laddie, oh, laddie, oh, follow the gypsy laddie, oh.
Will you come with me, my lady, oh? And I swear by the socket hangs by my side, the black bandage will steal me, oh. I wanna come to you, my honey, and my heart, wanna come to you, my dearie, oh. Till I drank to grease the brood, and that's in the water of me, oh.
Laddie, oh, laddie, oh, follow the gypsy laddie, oh. Laddie, oh, laddie, oh, follow the gypsy laddie, oh. Laddie, oh, laddie, oh, follow the gypsy laddie, oh. Laddie, oh, laddie, oh.
fawn of bloodshed at thy tongue, Edinburgh. A fawn of bloodshed at thy tongue, where Shenandoah above, red Cogamell's old bonnie town, Edinburgh. Forever and forever. If all the tears that thou hast grat, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all the tears that thou hast grat, where shed in the sea, where would ye find another rat, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Find another lad, free that felt lucky flee. If all the sounds sung in thy cats, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all the sounds sung in thy cats, where greener than the wind, twed Charlotte taps or Rosman's bats, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Twed Charlotte taps or Rosman's bats, till time was out o' mine. If all the broken hearts o' thee, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all so thee, where keep it anyhow, there would be neither land nor sea, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. There would be neither land nor sea, but yon reed brae and thou.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair's black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl. A salt-tailed prom with a Galway curl. Oh. We're halfway there when the rain came down on the day. Cast me up to a flat downtown on a fine soft day.
We started off there with the Bothy Band from Ireland with a song called Farewell to Erin, and then we heard the Rocky Road to Dublin from Waxy's Dargal. And after that came the Tannehill Weavers with the Gypsy Laddie, and a group called Capernaum or Capernaum singing about all the bloody and horrible things that have happened in Edinburgh, the capital city of Scotland, which actually has a pretty grim history of violence and plagues and general gruesomeness, perhaps more so than any city in Europe except for maybe Rome. And then we had the old fiddle tune, Cotton Eyed Joe, from country singer Ricky Skaggs, in combination with the Irish group The Chieftains. Finally, there was Steve Earle singing Galway Girl. Okay, by now I'm sure you guys out there saying to yourselves, play this, Harold, come on, play that! You gotta play this, Harold, you gotta play that! Unfortunately, this program's pre-recorded and I can't actually take requests, but don't worry, all you Saga and Ian Stewart fans out there, your time will come. Next up, I'm going to play a set of my own down-home music. Back porch music, so to speak. Southern and Appalachian old time, whatever you want to call it. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the traditional music of the American South comes very largely from pipe and fiddle tunes from Ireland and Scotland. And no, the banjo is not a nigger instrument, as the liberal eggheads have tried to rewrite musical history. The banjo, in its present form, with five strings, was invented in the 1830s by a mountain man from Buckingham County, Virginia, named Joel Walker Sweeney. Mr. Sweeney survived into the age of photography, and so we have some pictures of him in old age. And no, Joel Walker Sweeney was not a nigger. He was, however, an early vaudeville-type performer in blackface, which is now, of course, completely politically incorrect. Now, under our new masters, the only historic figure in the entertainment industry who is allowed to have performed in blackface without being torn to shreds as a racist is Al Jolson. And he was a Jew, so he's privileged. Country music and its cousin, bluegrass, of course evolved out of traditional Southern folk and instrumental music. I like some country and some country singers, and there's a good many fine bluegrass players and performers as well. But to be honest, I've always preferred the old-time original. What I'll do now is I'll lay a couple of old-time numbers on you first, and then some bluegrass and country, and maybe a little of what's called rockabilly.
Thank you. Intending for to touch her. She heard the death bell ringing, and as they rung, they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbara Allen, oh mother, oh mother, oh make my bed, make it both long and narrow, sweet William, die for me to. I'll die for him tomorrow. Sweet William was buried in the old churchyard, and Barbara lay late night, and out of his grave grew a red, red rose, and out of hers a bride, they grew and
started off that set with Bill Wellington shaking down the acorns. Then came the Pine Creek String Band picking out Salt Creek for us. Then Tony Ellis with Doc Mongrel's Bruise. And after that, it was the Byrds with the old Woody Guthrie song Pretty Boy Floyd. And then we heard Emmylou Harris singing the old Appalachian ballad Barbara Allen. And we closed with Steve Earle. Okay, Militaria and Fascist History Freaks, your turn now. I still have not been able to discover a version of the Horst Wessel song, which I consider to be of sufficient technical and musical quality for inclusion on this program. All the versions I can find, or at least all the ones I can download, are from the time of the Third Reich itself, and by modern standards they sound scratchy, tinny, and they simply do not convey properly the musical and moral power of the Anthem of National Socialism. I've asked in the past if anyone could guide me to a complete, i.e. all four verses, stand-alone version of the song, i.e. nothing where we have to edit around a movie or a TV soundtrack or liberal commentary voiceover, nothing like that, and performed by a modern band, a modern male chorus or singer, and with modern recording equipment, at least to the point of being stereophonic. Apparently, no such version of the Horst Wessel song exists, which isn't surprising, since in most of Europe, and especially in Germany, anybody connected with producing or singing such a version of the song would probably get about a 10-year prison sentence. I have, however, picked up a number of nice, inspiring, military-type marches from a number of Aryan nations over the past year, and we'll kick off with the Führer's personal favorite, the Badenweiler March.
Der Schein von dem Sohn.
We kick that set off with the Badenweiler March, which, as I said, was the personal favorite march of the Führer Adolf Hitler. Then came Panzerlied from the movie Battle of the Bulge. Then Cara al Sol, which means face to the sun, and which was the anthem of the Spanish Falangist Party back in the 1930s, and later on kind of the overall theme song for all of Franco's Spain. Then came Sari Mare, based on folk song from the Boer people of South Africa. Then Le Regiment de la Sombre Muse from France, which actually I think I played a few weeks ago. And finally, back to Germany for the Florian Geyer song, or Florian Geyerlied, celebrating the prowess of a German knight of the 16th century who fought against the rule of nobles and priests during the peasant uprising of 1525. Okay, enough with what some of you call egghead music. Without further ado, here's a modern-day set from the Swedish nationalist singer Saga and Ian Stewart from Screwdriver.
The sun on the meadow is summery walk, and the stars runs free, but gather together to greet the storm tomorrow his cradle is closing his eyes, and the blossom embraces the bee. But soon sets the whisper, arise, arise, tomorrow belongs to me. Children have been waiting to see. The morning will come when the world is mine. Tomorrow belongs to me.
Fatherland. Now enemies came traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow defeated the beast's only rival, and defeated the beast's only rival, and defeated the beast's only rival. Over the sea, it calls to me. Yesterday's gone, I'm all alone. Longboat, it sails into the sunset. You finally found your place to rest. Sleep well, my brother, do not be afraid. I can see the agony. Take me with you, take me so far away. I can see.
So far away, ooh, I can see. guitar playing loud and clear. I saw an old man sat by a tree. He said, come and listen to me, son, now come and listen to me. He said, somebody. We'll be right back.
trees once owned and now have grown to life that would not die. After the fire, Saga songs there were Tomorrow Belongs to Me from the movie Cabaret,
The Snow Fell, which is actually a Screwdriver song originally, but which was performed by Our Lady from Sweden as a tribute to Ian Stewart, and Nobody Cries for You. Then we brought in the main man from Old Blighty himself with Built Up, Knocked Down, After the Fire, and Pride of a Nation, which, in case you couldn't follow the lyrics, was Ian Stewart's personal tribute to the SS. We're almost out of time now. I think we have room for one more song, one I'm going to pick purely on the grounds that it's one of my favorites. This is Steve Earle.
Copperhead Road. Now, Daddy ran a whiskey in a big black Dodge. Bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road. First draft here in a way. I've done 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plane. I take the seat from Colombia, Mexico. I just planted up a holler down Copperhead Road. He's got a chopper in the air. We got screaming like I'm back over there. I learned a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? You better stay away from Copperhead Road.
Actually, we will do one final song. I get frequent emails asking me what the theme song to Radio Free Northwest is and who does it. Our theme is an old Irish freedom song from the 1798 rebellion called The Rising of the Moon, and it's performed by a group from Donegal called Ní Cassidy, which means the Casey's. What I'll do is I'll play the whole song from beginning to end as soon as I sign off here. Radio Free Northwest is brought to you by the Northwest Front, Post Office Box 4856, Seattle, Washington, 98194, or you can go to the party's website at www.northwestfront.org. This is Harold Covington, hoping that all of you had a good holiday season, and I'll see you next week, or perhaps I should say next year. Until then, Sasha an de Bann. Freedom.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, you vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune, for your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin eyes were watching through the night, many a manly chest was throbbing for the blessed warming light. Farmers passed along the valleys like the banshee's lonely crew, and the thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, and the thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the moon. There beside the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen, far above their shining weapons on their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune, and hurrah, my boys, for freedom is the